So we left off yesterday. We began to discuss the issue of combing hair on Shabbos. And the sugya of combing hair on Shabbos and brushing hair on Shabbos really begins in the sugya of Maseches Nazir, when the Mishnah speaks about the possibility or the impossibility for the Nazir to comb his hair. So we take a look at back at the 13th of the Mamakomos. So the Mishnah tells us in Nazim and Bezim and Aleph, Nazir chofev u'mefasis v'lo sorek. That a Nazir is permitted to play around with his hair, he's permitted to wash his hair, to rub his hair, but he's not permitted to comb his hair. So the Gemara asks the question, chofev u'mefasis v'ani v'shimini. The fact that the Mishnah permits the Nazir to rub his hair, to scrub his hair, and to play with his hair, that must be following the view of Rabbi Shimon. So it says, Dema Davishim is kavin mutter. Rabbi Shimon holds that Davishim is kavin is mutter. Because if I do action X, and there's a possibility that Y may take place, Y being a Davar Asur, it's still permissible, as long as I don't know for certain that Y is going to happen. So there's a classic example of Davishim is kavin, that the Nazir is rubbing his hair, he's washing his hair, and there's a 50-50 chance some of the hair may be pulled out, which of course would be a Nisa for a Nazir. So the Mishnah says, it's not a problem, according to Rabbi Shimon. Avaloso, Rick. So how come the Mishnah concludes that he's not permitted to comb his hair? Asal the Rabbanan. That sounds like those who disagree with Rabbi Shimon, those who hold that Dov Hashem is kavin is alser. So that would be a very strange way of reading the Mishnah. Reish Rabbi Shimon is safer Rabbanan. It's kind of hard to believe that. So I'm a Rabbah, cool Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi says, no, the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon agrees that combing hair is also for a Nazir. Because when a person combs his hair, so he has the specific intent to pull out some of the hairs as well. Some of the hairs that are almost hanging out, they're almost out anyway. So the person really wants to remove those hairs. So therefore, it's going to be prohibited even according to Rabbi Shimon. So basically, if it comes out from the sugya. Right, right. It's good. That's a very good question. It's an excellent question. It's usually we think of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda as being the Baphloktus, and yes, some of the Gemara is presenting the Rabbanan as kind of almost a majority opinion, which we don't even possibly like. Right. If the best of my knowledge, it's the only time that the Gemara actually quotes Rabbi Yehuda sheet the Rabbanan here. Right. Very good. So when the Gemara concludes, it seems that the only reason why combing and brushing hair would be elsewhere for a Nazir is because it's not a Davar Shem Miskaven, forget it, it's a Davar Machavin Mamish. The problem is that if we take a look at Rashi, the 14th in the Mar Makamos, so Rashi is not on the Sugi Maseches Noz, but Rashi appears in Maseches Shabbos. It's hard to test the Rashi in Maseches Noz because the Rashi that we have printed in Agamar and Nazir is probably not from Rashi, by one of his descendants who wrote that parish. But Rashi in Maseches Shabbos, which we know, of course, was Rashi, so Rashi in Maseches Shabbos, when the Gemara happens to quote this Mishnah, so Rashi says about lo sorek, b'masrek, the vade meishir seyer. So Rashi is explaining why is it also for the nazir to comb his hair, because for sure he's gonna pull out some hair. And Rabbi Shimon agrees, when something is a psikresha, when X is for sure going to lead to Y, that's not covered by davar shenu miskaven. So Rashi refers us to the famous sugya psikresha we spoke about many, many times. Rashi explains, you want to know why sorek is worse than scrubbing or rubbing or playing with the hair, it's based on the principle of psikresha. So that's what we left off at the end of the show yesterday, pointing out that Rashi and the Gemara don't seem to be saying the same thing, that the only similarity is that they both also, vain according to what the Gemara says, vain according to what Rashi and Shabbos says, it is also for Nazir to comb his hair, but whereas the Gemara in Maseches Nazir calls it a Dover HaMechavin Mamish, Rashi calls it not a Dover Mechavin, Rashi refers to the Sugya of Psikresha. So what exactly is going on? What is added by Rashi? What is different from Rashi? Why there seems to be two reasons for the same halacha? Now, of course, this is not only important for us when we learn Maseches Nazir, but this is, of course, going to become the background for the entire shaila of combing and brushing hair on Shabbos. Because just as a Nazir is not allowed to pull hair out on a Tuesday, so we're not allowed to pull hair out on a Shabbos. So whatever reason we're going to ask for the Nazir is probably going to spill over for us as well. So why the need for both reasons? So we take a look at the Magen Avraham in the 16th of the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham quotes at the end of the first line, Hikshah Berivash, to have a nazir daf and beis aminan behedya, to time the also mishum the chol asorach lahashen imin medul dolshen and mechubav and yafakam achavin. I call the shono. So he's asking on Rashi, why didn't Rashi say the reason with the Gemara? He answers the Magen Avraham, v'efshe the Rashi bar lashminan, afilu einam is kavin lahashen imin also. That maybe Rashi is coming to add on the following. You know, the Gemara makes a statement that when a person combs the hair, they're having in mind to pull out those old hairs that are still, you know, causing them trouble. Is it true for every person? Every single person, that's what his intention for combing his hair is? Maybe, but maybe not. possible. What the Gemara meant is as follows. Although the Gemara did use the phrase of kol ha-sorek, Gemara didn't mean it literally kol ha-sorek. The Gemara meant that most of the time a person comes and asks a shayla, am I allowed to, most of the time a nozer comes and asks the shayla. Every nozer that comes and asks the shayla, he wants to know, can I comb my hair? So I have to be weary. I have to say, probably not. Because in the back of my mind, I'm suspecting he probably has a mind to pull out some of his hairs. That would be necessary to rise for a nozer. One of the nozers is very smart. He comes to me and says, listen, Rabbi, I don't want to pull out the old hairs. I really wish I had all my old hairs there. I'm not interested in being pulling out the siaras and buldalos. What about me? Can I comb my hair? So Rashi adds on and says, by the way, even for you as also. Why? Because it's even though it's not mechavein, but it's still a psikresha. So Rashi is adding a reason where the Gemara's reason may fail us. The Gemara's reason works 95% of the time. So maybe Rashi is just adding on. And by the way, you should just know that an even more inclusive reason would be even in a case where it's not an actual davar mechavein, maybe it will be else. That's what the Magen Avraham suggests. So there is another suggestion that Yuma Das Rashi, I don't think you put on the Marmakomos, I don't think it's in like a regular, it's not a regular place. It's a sefer called Ora Chamishor. One of the Acharonim are a Perish of Masechus Nazir. There's not all that much written on from the Rishonim of Masechus Nazir. So in the back of the Gemara, they have like running Perush from some of the Acharonim and Nazir. So I don't remember who the person was that wrote it. But in the sefer Ora Chamishor, so he suggests that maybe the reason is as follows. Maybe Rashi is not giving an additional reason, but Rashi and the Gemara are really giving one and the same reason. What does that mean? Just because you call something a psikresha doesn't automatically translate to be asa. We spoke about this also many, many times. There are different levels of psikresha. There's a psikresha de nichale, there's a psikresha de lo nichale. If I do X and I know for a fact that Y is going to result, if I'm interested in Y resulting, that's called the psikresha de nichale, and that's a very serious problem. That's the shava deraisa. If I do X and I know for absolute certainty Y is going to result, but I don't want Y to result, or even if I don't not, even if it's not that I don't want it, I couldn't care less whether Y results. That's called the psikresha de lo nichale. We lump together lo nichale, lo ichpasle. We call it all the same thing. So psikresha de lo nichale is not an Isidir Aisa. I didn't say it's mutter. I just said it's not an Isidir Aisa. There were actually some Rishonim who say it's mamish mutter. Famous Shittas Ha'aruch. One of the Gedolei Rishonim says that psikreishal lo nichalei is a mamish mutter. Another Rishonim say psikreishal lo nichalei are at least asar, albeit only asar midirabbanan. So again, so we break down even within the world of psikreishas. Psikreishas, the nichalei's are the worst. That's mamish adir Aisa. Psikreishal lo nichalei's maybe mutter, maybe dirabbanan, but for sure not adir Aisa. So comes the Sefer Orach Misho in the back of the Gemara, Maseches Nazir, and says, that's what Rashi was driving at. The Gemara is talking about what the person's intent is, and Rashi is talking about that it's a psikresha. Says the Orach Misho, it's the same thing. Rashi's saying that it's a psikresha, but just calling it a psikresha is not quite enough. You can't just say it's a psikresha and call it a day, because then one could potentially differentiate and say, it's a psikresha? Well, what kind of psikresha is it? Is it nichale? Is it lo nichale? How osur is it? Maybe it's on a derabon. Maybe it's not even a derabon. Maybe it's mutar. So therefore, the Gemara stuck in by saying, kol ha-sorek l'hashya saras budosu is kaven. Not to say it's a davar miskaven mamish. That's not what the guys, if you ask an average why are you combing your hair, his primary intention is not to get out the hair. That's if I would take a survey here, most people would say, that's not why you comb your hair. You comb your hair because you want your hair nice, to make your hair look nice. So comes the Gemara and says, the fact that the person is combing his hair for another reason will automatically declare, it's not a dover miskaven mamish. The worst you could call it is a psikresha. But just calling a psikresha is not necessarily enough, because you can't just hide behind psikresha and call it also. You have to define what kind of a psikresha is it. So that's what the Gemara meant when it said that the person is also happy that the hair is going to be pulled out. Not that it's a dovah mechavin mamish, but he's also happy that the bad hair, the old hair, is going to be pulled out. So that elevates it to the status of a psikresha de nichalei. So it's not that the Gemara was saying dovah mechavin mamish and Rashi is saying psikresha. They're saying the same thing. They're both saying psikresha. It's not really dovah mechavin mamish. The Gemara didn't mean literally mechavin mamish. The Gemara meant psikresha. The Gemara is just explaining that it's not enough to call it a psikresha. You have to call it a psikresha de nichalei.
Seems to be a big difference between a nazir and us combing our hair on Shabbos, because the nazir has to grow his hair. He can't cut his hair at all, so it's very long. So obviously there's more of a likelihood it will fall out, and there's more of a likelihood that it's the nichalei, that he's miskaveh.
Very good. Okay, excellent. Okay, good, good. We're going to get to both the kudas. Okay, we're going to see. You know, we're spending the whole morning talking about Maseches Nazir. We're assuming that we're going to make that bridge to Shabbos. Maybe not. We're going to have to see. You're mechavin to have some people in Spain that may sell some quilts.
I might not be here Friday. That's why.
Oh, you want to make sure you get the cooler. Okay. I can't assure you a cooler by the end of the shiur today. I don't know. We have to call them for a special privilege to get the cooler. So we're still trying to figure out, at least for the nazir, we know it's also. Can't argue with that. The nazir cannot come and see. That's not negotiable. But why is it also as a davar? Mechamen, is it a psikration? That's a little bit up in the air. So we have two approaches. The Magen Avraham, the Aruch Mishar. We could perhaps suggest a third approach. If you look at the Gemara in different places, where the Gemara speaks about psikratia, you know, we live in a world where we've been long convinced that there's a concept called psikratia. But the Gemara tells us that not only Amoraim knew that there was an idea called the psikratia, the original machlokes from Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Davashen Miskaven being Asra Mutar. So the Gemara says in his early years, Abaye used to think that according to Rabbi Shimon, Davashen Miskaven is Mutar, even Derech psikratia is Mutar. It was beferish that Abaye used to originally think you can mamish kill the chicken, as long as I'm not having in mind to kill the chicken. I'm having in mind to cut the chicken's head off. I want to play with the chicken. I want to give my kid to play with the chicken's head. It happens to be that the chicken for sure is going to die. It's not my problem, says Abaye. That's called the Davashen Miskaven. Rava was mechadish that now Moder of Shimon psikratia. And then the Gemara says that Abaye was Hodebe, that Abaye backed out, that Abaye conceded to Rava, Rava's far as Takarai, and therefore from then on, the Gemara says Abaye for Rava, Dhamma Chavayu, Mother of Shimon Psikresh. But the Gemara says Beferish that Abaye in his early years, it wasn't Gervis' idea, didn't buy into this concept of Psikresh. So one could suggest, based on that, that maybe that's the reason why the Gemara is weary to invoke the principle of psikratia in Maseches Nazir. And there are Mefarshim who say this in other sugyas. Every once in a while, the Gemara will say something that sounds like a prime example, a prime candidate for psikratia, and some of the Gemara won't mention psikratia. So some of the Achronim sometimes write that the Gemara didn't always want to discuss psikratia, because Lamaisa, not everybody agrees with psikratia. By the time Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi came along, by the time we're reading the Gemara 1,500 years later, everybody already bought into the idea of psikratia. But it wasn't Muslim from day one. Not every Amor under the sun accepted the idea of psikratia. So the Gemara Maseches Nazir is just looking for a simple, straightforward reason. What's pshat in the Mishnah? Why can't the Nazir come as here? We know the Nazir can't come as here. And we're trying to figure out why can't the Nazir come as here. So rather than getting involved, going down the route of psikratia, which is going to lead us to Abaye, to Rava, did Abaye back out? Did he yet back out? Does he agree to Rava? Yeah, forget the whole thing. The Gemara gives a simple reason. The simple reason is, by the way, it's Davra Mechavin Mamish. But Rashi is writing Emes. Rashi is writing in the Middle Ages. Rashi is writing psikratia is ready Nimnu V'Gomru. We know there's a din called psikratia. So Rashi is telling you, by the way, Lahalacha, you want to know the real true reason? The Emes reason is psikratia is not a good enough reason. Psikratia is the true reason. So unlike the Magen Avraham, who's saying that both reasons are right, and Rashi is trying to give you a case where the Davar Mechavi doesn't apply, or unlike the Aruch Mishor saying that both reasons are really one, it's one and the same, they're complementing one another, so perhaps we're suggesting that no, they are really two different reasons, and the reason why, there's a reason why the Gemara shied away from one reason of psikratia. So whatever it is, when all the dust settles, Lamai said the Nazir can't come and see us. When the Nazir comes to ask the Shaila, can he come and see her? It's out of the question. So comes the Beis Yosef in the 17th of the Maamar Kamos. It's quite a long Beis Yosef. But if you take a look right in the middle of the next page of the Beis Yosef, so the first 20 lines, the Beis Yosef just tells everybody, by the way, you can't call me here on Shabbos. And he quotes the Gemara Maseches Nazir and the Rashi Psikratia, and forget it, nothing to discuss. The Beis Yosef makes the jump. If it's also for a Nazir, then it's also for us in Shabbos and finish. But if you take a look at the first one, the line is Va'afilu. So towards the end of the line, Vishamati, says the Beis Yosef, I have heard, Shiyesh Mahandasin Bedavar. I can't tell you the exact etymology of that word, but Mahandasin means, I've heard people who have a question. They're arguing with everything that I've said. And what are they suggesting? Yesh b'handizim b'dov alomar, the ledivri ha-sovrim, the lamodir ha-pshirim psikresha el b'denichale. According to the view of the Aruch, who says that a psikresha
is only also if it's a psik reisha denichalei. So maybe we can make a case to possibly permit combing hair on Shabbos. Aval heichad lo nichalei lo. But if you hold, if we're dealing with a psik reisha de lo nichalei, means I'm doing X and I know for a fact Y is going to happen. I don't really care about Y. So according to the Sefer Aruch, not only is it not a derais, it's not even a derabanon. Choshes bar v'simen shinchof. Mutter lisrok. According to that opinion of the Aruch, it should come out that it should be mutter. I didn't say not a deraisa, not even a derabanan. It should be mutter lechatchila to comb your hair on Shabbos. Tahalo nichalei b'tlisha sairas, that the person is not really interested in pulling out the hair. So comes the Beis Yosef and says, "What do you mean? V'yeshlichos divrayim? We can refute that opinion. The Kevin she wrote to lahashvos sairas shechalach v'yafeh v'iav shalashvos elim kein yashik tzairas have secretion the nichalei." So says the Beis Yosef, I disagree with the facts. I disagree from the barber angle. He said, it's not true. The person wants to make his hair look nice. The only way to make the hair look nice is to pull out some of the extra hairs, and the extra hair is a psik reisha nichalei, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So the Beis Yosef says that, although he refers to them as the Yesh Mahandesin, that those people who wanted to permit it, the Beis Yosef says, forget it. There's nothing to discuss. So the question is, well, how could they even dream of being Mater? What happened to the Mishnah Maseches Nazir? So the answer is probably something along the lines of Mati saying that who says Nazir is the exact same? Maybe the Nazir is more Nichalei. Nazir's got a long haircut, and a long, long hair. So he figures this is my last opportunity to get some hairs out. So he starts combing away in the back of his mind. Ooh, I'm going to pull out a couple of those extra hairs. At least I look a little nicer. Whereas the guy on Shabbos, the guy just got a haircut on Friday. So instead of coming, he's going to cut his hair. He's going to pull out of here, not pull out of here. Maybe we can be Mater on Shabbos. We can hide behind a psikration lo Nichalei. So although the Beis Yosef does make reference to these people, we don't know who they are, and we know that he was Hande's against them, whatever in the world, whatever that means. So the bottom line is that the Beis Yosef didn't accept it. And then the Beis Yosef continues and he says, I'm going to bring you a raya that I'm correct. So if you skip down a little bit, the first word of the lines of Lo Dami. So it's at the dot, the period right in the middle, the beginning of that line. The first word is Lo Dami. V'yesh raya l'davar. I'm going to bring you a raya, says the Beis Yosef, that not only can a nozin not comb his hair, but a regular person on Shabbos cannot comb his hair either. But the Arminim of Brek Tinoikis, the Isha Chayfefes B'Rev Shabbos, V'Tevelos B'Motzei Shabbos. The halacha is that if a woman has to go to the mikvah on Motzei Shabbos, she cannot do the regular preparations on Shabbos. Regular preparations are what's called chafifa, which we usually assume the ikeh chafifa means to do the hair. So comes the Beis Yosef and says, if you look at the Gemara Nida, the Gemara tells us that when a woman has to go to the mikvah on Motzei Shabbos, they gave her a special dispensation to do the chafifa a day and a half before. She does the chafifa on Friday, which is something which is usually strange. Usually we try to do some chafifa tefillah. We try to do the chafifa as close to the tefillah as possible to avoid any possible chatzitzas that are going to kick in after the chafifa. But when the woman has to go to the mikvah on Motzei Shabbos, we're stuck. She has to do the chafifa on Friday. Why can't you do the chafifa on Motzei Shabbos mamish? So this is following that view in the Gemara that says that we don't want to permit the woman to do a chafifa at night, because if she does it at night, she's going to be in a rush. Especially in the olden days, you know, she's going to walk out alone at night. She's scared. So if we want, she's going to rush into the mikveh. She wants to get to the mikveh, out of the mikveh as fast as possible. So she's going to start combing her hair and taking a shower and sitting in the bath after Shabbos is over. By the time she gets to the mikveh, it's going to be so late, she's going to be rushing through the tefillah and something may go wrong. So therefore, we would prefer her to do the chafifa on Friday afternoon rather than Motzei Shabbos. I didn't say we passed this way. It's Machlok Yisrael Rishonim. But at least there's one opinion in the Gemara that says that you have to push the chafifa, the scrubbing and the combing and the showering, all the way back to Friday rather than Motzei Shabbos. So ask the Beis Yosef, why are those the only two options? Why does she have to do it either Friday afternoon or Motzei Shabbos? Why can't she do it on Shabbos? Let her prepare for the mikvah on Shabbos. So why not? So the reason is because she's not allowed to do her hair. How is she going to do her hair on Shabbos? Lefikach itiru lahakti me'ev Shabbos. V'chein pirshom afarshim. And what is this chafifa? The chafifa in the Srikas HaRosh. The word chafifa in the Sugi Masechas Nida, ki the Pirush Rashi, Brek Brubas Rashi, and the other Rishonim explain, that is what chafifa is. The Iker chafifa is the combing and the brushing of the hair. Now, women do other things also. After we have a minute, they sit in the bath, they wash their body, they do all kind of other things. But the Iker chafifa that Chazal Masechin is the chafifa HaRosh. It's the fact that they have to brush and comb through the hair very well to make sure there's no dirt, make sure there are no knots. So it's clear from the Gemara that is not an option on Shabbos afternoon. It must be because chafifa is taka also, because lisrok is rosha, combing hair, is an outright issur on Shabbos.
What kind of happening is this to prepare for after Shabbos?
Oh, very good, excellent. We're going to see in a second. So this is So this is the Beis Yosef's Raya Brua. This is absolute ironclad Raya. That's the reason why you see, that's the reason why the woman can't do the Chavif on Shabbos, because otherwise it would be a problem of coming out of here. So yes, good kasha. I can think of a half dozen other reasons why she can't do the Chavif on Shabbos. Maybe she can't do the Chavif on Shabbos because it's an Isser of Hachana, and I'll prepare for after Shabbos. So maybe this wouldn't violate Hachana. Why would this not violate Hachana?
She doesn't want to come for Shabbos.
Oh, so Achana itself is not motivated by mitzvah necessarily. Certain other Yisroel Rabbanu we lift by mitzvah. Achana not necessarily. So maybe one could argue that Achana is something that's only usur when I'm trying to save time on Motzei Shabbos. That means I can easily do it on Motzei Shabbos, and I can do it on Shabbos. Let's say I have dishes to wash. So it's assuming that the dishes are not bothering me, assuming it's not, you know, interfering with my Yom Shabbos. I have a couple of dishes to wash, and I have a choice when to wash it. I can either wash it Shabbos afternoon, or I can wash it Motzei Shabbos. Why would I want to wash it Shabbos afternoon? Because I want to go out Motzei Shabbos. I want to go out for dinner Motzei. I'm like, if I'm going to go Motzei Shabbos, I don't want to spend time 20 minutes after Shabbos wasting time washing dishes. So I'm going to do it on Shabbos to cut down on my Motzei Shabbos time. That's the Isra of Achana. So one could argue, what if you have an activity that it can't be done Motzei Shabbos? It's impossible to do Motzei Shabbos. So then I'm not doing it to save time on Motzei Shabbos. I'm doing it because this is when you have to do it. Chafifa, according to this opinion, is basically impossible to be done on Motzei Shabbos. Why? Chazal didn't want me to do Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos, because to do Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos, I'm not going to do a good job. I'm going to rush up the tefillah. So Chazal tied my hands and says, Motzei Shabbos isn't an option. So it could be that whenever it's impossible, or not literally impossible, but basically it's not supposed to be done on Motzei Shabbos, maybe that's not called in the Sirv Achana. So Achana itself may not necessarily be the reason why we're going to ask for Chafifa. But there's still a problem with this chiddush in the Beis Yosef. This is right in the Beis Yosef. I'll tell you why. The Beis Yosef is assuming that every act of chafifa is going to include either psik reisha or davar mechavi bamish of pulling out the hairs, and that's the reason why it's usur. I could envision chafifa without pulling out any hairs whatsoever. And I'll tell you how. It's true that chafifa means sreika. You have to comb out the hair. Comb out with what? You have to use a brush. You have to use a comb. So many of the rishonim say you can actually do chafifa with your hands. Woman doesn't have a comb, doesn't have a brush, so she'll sit there in the mikveh and she'll go through quickly, you know, lightly, gently with her hands just to get out the knots. So ikra din we paskin, that's also called the chafifa. That's also acceptable. Proof positive, the Shach writes that that's what the minig is, that when women, before they go to the mikveh, so the Rishonim write that not only do they have to do chafifa on their hair on the head, but they have to do chafifa in any place where there's a significant amount of hair, you have to do chafifa also. So the Shach writes that many of the women do not brush and comb the hair in that area, but the minig is, they go through it with their hands. How can they do that? If it's a din of chafifa, it doesn't have to be combed and brushed properly. So the Shach says the answer is, because you can even do that on your head. It may make a din, you can do that on your head also. That would also suffice for chafifa. So come us and ask a question against the Beis Yosef. Wait a second. The Beis Yosef is telling me that the reason, the only reason why chafifa is off limits on Shabbos is because of the problem of pulling out hairs. Why is that? I understand that you can't use a comb. You can't play with your hair. You can't just go through it with your fingers. You can do that on Shabbos. That wouldn't be a problem of Sirika. That wouldn't be a problem of pulling out hairs. So we'll turn the question around on the Beis Yosef. According to the Beis Yosef, why did they ask for that? You are bringing a raya that they asked for chafifa. It must be because they didn't want you to comb the hair. I could figure out a way to get chafifa without violating combing the hair. So what is the answer? Why do we think the emissary reason is why they asked for chafifa? For a totally different reason. I'll give you a suggestion why they asked for chafifa. The Gemara says you're supposed to do chafifa when you comb out your hair. You're supposed to wash the hair out also. And the Gemara says you're supposed to wash with warm water. You're not supposed to wash with cold water. Cold water doesn't clean it as well. You're supposed to wash that with warm water. How are you going to get this warm water? So the teretz is, you're going to have to heat up water, in theory, from before Shabbos. We already learned that that's not such a good situation. Now, it could be that mikra din, you're allowed to wash potty and bodies with warm water. You know, we had a whole discussion about this. Gezeris habalonim, that's that. I think that's where we left you off last time, right? See, come back, you miss a month, come back, that's okay. So we already saw that heating up water on Shabbos or heating up water on Friday is not the best public policy. So can you imagine if we're going to tell women, no problem, do all your mikveh preparations on Friday, on Shabbos afternoon. No, everything's okay. Do whatever you want on Shabbos afternoon. So some women are going to forget to heat up the water. They're going to start heating up the water on Shabbos. Some of the women are going to start cutting their nails on Shabbos. The women are going to start doing all kinds of stuff on Shabbos. It's just a bad public policy. Could we theoretically do it better? Yeah. But is it a good idea? No. So therefore, the reason why Chazal asked Chafifa on Shabbos, I can't pinpoint the issue being because of combing hair. Maybe the yesh behind this, maybe the people from Spain were right. Maybe it's not going to comb hair on Shabbos. But the raya from Chafifa is not an absolute raya. The bottom line is when all the dust settles, we pass like the Beis Yosef. We pass in the halacha, like the simple reading of the Gemara, like the simple reading of the Rashi, the Gemara Nazir. The pashas that form is whether you like the Raya of the Beis Yosef, if you don't like the Raya of the Beis Yosef, the bottom line is we pass in the halacha, one is not permitted to comb or brush hair on Shabbos. However, the reason why it's usur is for one of two reasons. Either because you're being mechaven to pull out the hair, or it's at least a psik reisha. What if a person could really, truly do it in a way that's not a violation of either one of those two considerations? So then we agree that it should be mutter. It's not that we intrinsically hold you can't comb hair on Shabbos. It's just that you have to avoid the problem of pulling out hair. So how do you do that? So let's say a person brushes very, very lightly. You know, a very, very soft kind of a brush or something. And it's not pulling out hair. How would you know it's not pulling out hair? You have to experiment. So that's what the place came out. Try it a few times on Friday. Brush your hair a little bit. Try, not too hard and see. Does it pull out hair? Does it not pull out hair? So if the answer is it does pull out hair, if most of the strokes pull out hair, then you have a problem. That's a secretion. That's a problem. But if you're very, very gentle, very soft brush, that's not, the lamice has been tested, it's not pulling out hair, and you just want to patch around a little bit and, touch things up a little bit, then it's really going to be mutter. So again, I didn't say it's mutter to brush a comb here on Shabbos. I didn't say that far. So at least they gave me something to go on until Shabbos. I said that if a person feels a tremendous need to brush a comb there on Shabbos, they have to be very, very careful and try to prepare and experiment beforehand not to run into any of these problems that we're talking about.
Well, you mentioned something about most of the strokes. And when you're talking about this sick ratio, we talk about the whole...
Yes, that's a. I tried so careful to say it so diplomatically that I wouldn't commit myself to one of the two approaches, and you caught me on that one line that I was so medayek in. It's a tough question. That's how simple the answer to that question is. Can you be done in each? Can you say each one?
General
psikration. I want to do something 10 times. Right. And each time, there's a 90% chance no malach is going to happen. But over the course of 10 times, probably malach is going to happen. It's almost the same as the checking lettuce shayla. It means each bite of lettuce is probably 90% chance there's no bug. But after I eat 20 bites, probably there will be a bug. Is that called the mir hamotzi, mir chen hamotzi? I didn't say it's necessarily the same, agdara, but it's a similar kind of a shayla. Yeah, that's a question about that. That's a very good question about that. There is one last shayla relating to the combing of the hair. So I'm not really the last. There's a little bit more to talk about, but one last issue in terms of the combing of the hair, and that's the shayla of combing of the sheitels. So the shayla is not for us, for wives who want to know what's the din. I want to comb my sheitel.
Focus for both. Focus for both genders.
Okay, so when I want to brush my sheitel, so at first glance it's a moot shayla. It sounds like a joke of a shayla. The hair of the sheitel is not growing, so you pull out the hair of the shayla. Ma, what malacha gaiz is there? Pulling out the hair of a sheitel. So the answer is 100% right that the pulling out the hair of the sheitel is not malacha gaiz. That I can guarantee you without a shayla. I didn't say it's mutter yet, so I may have left you hanging with something there. So we'll have to see. Hopefully, it's Shimon Friday. We'll have to see. Is there any other potential problem involved in the combing out of brushing of the hair of the sheitel? So that's still to be determined. But for basic hair on one's head, so the starting point is it really should be avoided. Those who really have to make sure that they don't run into any issues or situations whatsoever.